Again, this is the sugya known as the sugya of the Roe. On the first page, Chaf Gimel, it's Daf Chaf Gimel, Amud Aleph, and Masechta Shabbos.
Anyone want it?
A Roe near Chanukah. It is approximately 10 lines up from the so-called boich of the page.
Yeah. It has an asterisk next to it.
Yes, there's an asterisk. Two dots. Amar Rab Chiya. Amar Rab Chiya Barashi. Go ahead, Sammy.
Amar Rab Chiya Barashi. Amar Rab Hamadlik Neri Shal Chanukah Tzarech Lavarech. For Rav Yirma, Rav
Yirma. You gonna tell us what that means, or?
Rav Chiya Barashi said the name of Rav. If you light Neri Chanukah, you have to make a blessing.
Good. So, keep going.
Rav Yirmiya Amar Haroa Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Lavarech. And Rav Yirmiya said, if you see a Ner of Chanukah, you have to make a blessing.
Right, so the first ruling we have is, if you light the candle, you have to make a bracha. That's not so surprising, because anytime we do a mitzvah, we generally assume that there's a bracha to be recited, Birkas HaMitzvah. Rashi, the Gemara comes along and says, oh, Rav Yirmiya tells us, not only if you perform the mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. But even those cases where you're not a madlik, but you're simply a roeh, you also have to make the bracha. Okay?
Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon, Haroah Mevarech Shtayim, U'madlik Mevarech Shlosha.
Good.
Rav Yehuda said, on the first day, the one who sees it says two blessings, and the one who lights says three.
Awesome.
From then on, the lighter says two, and the seer says one.
My mimahat.
What is it coming to exclude?
Well, what does he exclude? What does he leave out?
The roa.
Exactly. Well, it's not just the roa, really. It's both. Because we're saying even the madlik goes down. Malik goes from 3 to 2, and the Roa goes down from 2 to 1. The assumption apparently is that they're both Mimayit the same thing. What are they Mimayit?
Shech Yonu.
Ma.
Mimayit the Baruch of Zman, Shech Yonu. Right, what we refer to sometimes as the main Hama'ora, Shech Yonu, Berkas HaZman. Alright, go ahead.
Are you sure that's not the main Hama'ora? Main Hama'ora is when you mention the
Yalav Yom.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right, I'm sorry. Main Amor is when you mention the...
So Main Amor would be like...
Mention the special intro, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I got a little excited, I just kept speaking.
Yalav Yom, you mean
Alamisim? Anything that you add that's... you usually use it to refer to Yalav Yom. It basically means a reference of the mode of the event, of the day. It's the addition to the prayers that reflect the unique nature of the day, referred to as Main Amor. Good.
V'nim ut nis.
Keeping you on your toes there.
Hi. And shouldn't he also exclude
the... Yeah, bracha? Why not? Why are you leaving out Shachyano? Let's also leave out the bracha of the nis. What's the bracha of the nis? Shasa nisim. V'nim ut nis.
Nis.
If you're already going down in blessings, so take out Shasa nisim also. No, your mom says no. Shasa nisim, that makes good sense to say. Why?
Nis kol yomei.
Right, every day of Chanukah, it is appropriate, proper, sensible to say Shal Sanisim. It's a nes every day. But you're not going to say Shech Yonu. It's not a new Yomtif per se every day, a new Chag. Okay, good.
My Mevarech Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav Tivanu Hadik Ner Shal Chanukah.
Good.
Vehechan Vitzivanu. And how do we know this was commanded? Where is it commanded? Rav Avya Amar mi lo taser. Rav Avya said from the pasuk of lo taser.
Right. So this is a general question. What right do we have to say Asher Kedisham Sosav Tzivanu when it comes to rabbinic mitzvos? And the Gemara famously says it's from the concept, the Torah concept of lo sasur. Right. You're not allowed to ignore the words of the Chachamim. That's what's from the Torah. So the Torah's mandate is lo sasar. If that's the case, we could say vitzivanu, hearkening back to that obligation or that rule of lo sussur. Right. We could perhaps take that up further another time. For today, I'd like to just try to hone in on this issue of the roeh. So let's take a look at Rashi. Right. Rashi haroeh. It's approximately 11 lines down in the narrow lines within Rashi.
Ha'over b'shuk roeh b'echad ha'chatzeros doli. So one who passes through the marketplace and he sees in one of the courtyards a lit candle.
Good. Guy's walking by, he's walking on the street, he's walking through a shuk, and he sees in one of the chatzeros, in one of the courtyards, a menorah burning, a light, a candle burning, or candles burning, as the case may be. So he's the roeh. That's the roeh. The roeh is the person who's passing by and sees someone else's candles. That's the first shot, if you will, in Rashi. Okay?
Matasi b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda she'amar m'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov de'lo huskaka bracha zu elo l'mi shelo hidlik b'beso adayin oliyoshev b'spina.
Alright, so let's now concentrate on this. This second sheet that Rashi mentions, which is what we're going to deal with, Rashi is quoting his Rebbeim here as having said that the bracha of the roeh is only huskaka, is only required, is only necessary for who?
For
what individual?
The one who didn't light yet, or for someone who's dwelling in a boat.
Mi shelo hidlik beveso adayin, o liyoshev besfina. Yoshev besfina is who? Yoshev besfina, the guy is in a boat, literally. It means the guy's in a boat, he's passing by, sees candles lit, but the assumption is that he's not doing anything with regard to lighting candles. Who is the other person? Shelo hidlik beveso adayin. Someone that has access to candles, he just didn't light yet. He just didn't light yet. Oh, you didn't light yet? You're on your way home, you see someone else's candle, you gotta make a bracha. Okay, this is the way that all the classic achronim understand Rashi. That Rashi's talking about a person when he says adayin, it means he may well have intended to light. Adayin just means yet. It doesn't mean he's not going to light. It just means he didn't light yet. I mean, that's a simple pshat. Okay. Okay. Well, let's just take it slow now. So this is the shita of Rav Rashi. We don't have to go through all those Rashis. So I'm not so interested in all those right now. Now, something that I did not put on the I didn't reproduce is the shita of the Mordechai. Okay? If you have the standard Gemaras, I see a number of you guys have the regular Gemaras, you could actually open up and take a look at it. We could look at it together. The Mordechai. If not, I'll just read it aloud. Dr. J, you wanna sacrifice your Gemara for a minute? I know that big Gemara that you have there.
Yeah.
Never mind. Thank you. So if you look at the Mordechai on this Gemara, so I want to read the Rashba. It's the top paragraph top paragraph. The Rashba has a different position over here. Different position. Someone want to give it a whirl? Someone hasn't read? Chaim, you want to read a little bit? Chaim Foyer? Go ahead. Right, okay, so this is a repetition of the Gemara, that the roeh has to make two brachos.
Mistavara.
Mistavara.
Mistavara. Bishla.
Here it is.
Harlik vilo hadiku elav.
Right, so Rashba says it's mistavara, that who are we talking about? What type of... Rashi said, who's the roeh? The roeh is a person that didn't yet light. Rashi says he didn't yet light. The implication being that he may, in fact, be on his way home to light, but he has to make the bracha of Shas Nisim when he is a ro. When he sees that candle, he must make the Shas Nisim. Right? The Rashba says no. It's mistabra that who is the roa?
Someone who won't light.
Someone who.
And they haven't lit in their house. No one
right.
They're not gonna
Tell us to read it. You sang that. Et cetera, et cetera. Right, so he hasn't lit. He's not going to light. And what else?
Osa Halila.
Right, Osa Halila. He's not going to light that night. Right, because it says if it's not this guy, if it's not the case, Halav Achi, if that wasn't the case, Ein Sarach Lavarich. Meaning, if he is going to find himself in one of these categories, either he is going to light, or he is not going to light, but someone else lit for him. Right? So who is he, according to the Rashba? Lo Hidlik. He didn't light yet. He's not going to light. No one else is lighting for him. But let's say he is one of these people. He lit already. The Rashba says, no reason to make this bracha. Okay, he didn't light yet, but he's going to light. Okay, there's no reason to make this bracha. He didn't light yet. He's not going to light, but someone else lit for him. Oh, no reason to make this bracha. Why? Because in all of those cases, he will have a connection to Ner Chanukah. He'll be Yotzei Ner Chanukah. So if he's Yotzei Ner Chanukah, there's no reason to make the Shas Nisim as a roa. Tilamatzina Yotzi min a mitzvah chozim avarich al riyah. You don't find the guy who was Yotzi the mitzvah and then tell him, go home and make the bracha again. Right? You don't tell him, go out and be a roa now that you were Yotzi. Ein lahem mamashi yismochu. Who? Yesh mei rab vasa. Again, read that last line. V'yesh mei rab vasa. Zal. Zechron of bracha. The Pirshu. They have a different pshat. Even though there are people who lit for him at home, they were yotzei him, so to speak, motzi him. Nonetheless, tzarech levarech al ariyah. They say he still does have to light, even though he was yotzei, because he didn't light himself, right? He still has to make the bracha. So what's the Rashba's opinion? The Rashba's opinion, who makes this bracha? A person who has not yet lit, not going to light, and is not being otherwise Yotzei.
Basically, it's someone who can't be Yotzei.
Right. He has no connection to Ner Chanukah. Not being Yotzei, not lighting, and has not yet lit. Rashi's shita is, no, even if he's going to light. Even if he's going to light, makes the bracha. This other opinion that the Rashba seems to be referring to is, even if they're being yotze him at home, but he's not lighting, so then they make this bracha. Then he is a roa. Then he is the roa. Okay. Now let's look at the Mordechai. The Mordechai, I misspoke earlier. It's Resh Samach Zayin. You don't have it in your sheets, but I'll read it aloud. You can follow along. It's Simon Resh Samach Zayin in the. In the Mordechai, it's page 140. It's Ayin Amin Beis Yonah, if you wanted to follow along. So he writes, Haroe Mavarech V'chulei, Pirish Rashi, Shemotza B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, Shamar B'Shem Rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Yakar, V'l'huskaka Brochazu Elamisha Lohidlik Beveso Adayin, V'Shein Daito Lahadlik Ba'atzmo, K'gon Achsanoi Shalo Shama Brocha. What does that mean? What does that mean? Let me repeat that. Okay, pay attention to the Lashon. It's page 140. 140 is the very bottom of the page. Very bottom. I mean, when I say the bottom of the page, I mean the bottom of the Mordechai's text. Ayin, page Ayin Amud Beis, 70 me in those pages over there.
It would be on the right hand side.
This is 142.
100 what?
I mean, in English it says 142.
Yeah, so you go. So you're.
Page in English,
so you're too far ahead. That's all.
But in the Mordechai it says Mordechai Ayin Beis.
Yeah, so I'm saying Ayin Amud Beis.
Not Ayin Beis.
Yeah, maybe I misspoke.
Now I understand.
Okay, see it. Yeah. So you see all the way at the bottom of the inside column. There's a Resh Samach Zayin in bold, approximately four lines up from the bottom.
Second.
That first main sec. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Mordechai. So again, the Mordechai says, Haroa v'chulei, Pirush Rashi, he's quoting Rashi's commentary. Shemotza, he found in the name of his rebellion. Delahuskaka bracha, this bracha was only required, it was only mandated to be said when. Elamishal hidlik beveso adayin. Vishain daito lahadlik baatzmo. Kigon achsenoi, like the achsenoi. Shein daito lahadlik baatzmo. Look at the Mordechai's lashon. Elamishlo hidlik beveso adayin v'shein daito lahadlik baatzmo. Anything interesting about that Rashi rendition? Well, let me repeat it again, third time.
What's baatzmo?
Himself. He's repeating over Rashi.
Why is he saying that he's not going to light and he doesn't have any das for himself to light?
He says he's not going to light himself. Mishlo hidlik beveso adayin, right? He didn't light himself. V'she'ein daito ladik ba'atzmo, and he's not going to light.
That's not Rashi.
That's not the Rashi we have.
It's just that he's not.
Rashi we have is he didn't light yet. From our Rashi, it's mashma that if he's going to light, the fact that he didn't light yet is enough of a reason to require him to make the Birkas Haroah. Right? Who's with me? Mila Hashem Elai. Again.
So he disagrees with Rashi.
No, I'm not saying he disagrees with Rashi. He's saying something either as a different gears from Rashi or as a different understanding of Rashi. He's saying, I saw Rashi say...
Oh, he's saying this in the name of Rashi.
Yeah, saying this in the name of Rashi. What does Rashi say?
But it must be that the Gemara combined with Rashi is forcing him to say this. But why?
But he's really saying it to Pirish Rashi. Shomer Roshem Rebbe Yaakov. The Lohutzka Kab Rachazu. He didn't yet make that part is good. That part is what Rashi actually does say. But then he adds a few words. And he's not gonna light. But then there's more. Then there's a third statement. Kigon achsenoi, like an achsenoi. An achsenoi is lodging in someone else's home. We discussed that at length.
He doesn't have any das to light.
Shalo shama habracha.
Well, an achsenoi doesn't have any das to light for himself.
Right, he's not gonna light.
Mordechai is including someone who is not going to light, even if they could be yotzei the mitzvah.
Say that again. My fault. You see how the Mordechai is different than the actual Rashi that we have on the daf?
Yep.
Yes.
Does everyone see that?
Yeah.
Adam, see that? Okay. So I'm saying that's one peculiarity here in the Mordechai. The second thing is the Mordechai throws in this last phrase. What's the last phrase that he throws in? Oh, it's like the Achsonoi Shalo Shama HaBrocha. It's like the Achsonoi who didn't hear the Brocha.
What? So he's equating seeing with hearing.
I don't know if he's equating them, but he seems to be saying that is significant. Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
well, that's somehow significant in determining who the roa is.
Well, I would understand this last statement of like the achsonai you didn't hear, because there's a kanzo shomei ka'ona.
Yeah, but what does that mean? He didn't hear the bracha.
Right,
who cares if he heard the bracha or not? If he's yotzei the mitzvah, or he lit, or he didn't light, that should be what's important. We don't necessarily care whether or not he heard the bracha.
Well, part of the mitzvah is to say the bracha.
No, well. Which one? You mean Shas Anisim?
Yes.
Okay. Let's leave that for a moment. Let's just stick with the way he learns up the.
I'm saying it has to be the bracha of Shas Anisim because.
Yeah, it's talking about Shas Anisim. I agree with you. That's the bracha of the roa.
Right.
But what about the way he learns the roa? What does he say that Rashi doesn't? It's not only that he didn't light yet. It's ein daito lahadlik later.
He's not going to light.
Right. What's the implication? What's the implication from that? That if he has das to light later, then what?
It's fine.
He wouldn't make the bracha l'roa. According to this, he would not make the bracha l'roa if he's on his way home and he's planning on lighting. Yes?
Or if he's going to light later that night. It doesn't matter even if he's not going to light when he gets home.
That's what I mean. Okay, that's the Gos Maimoni learns that pshat also in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha. And the Rav Yah, if a person has das to be madlik and is home later, then he doesn't have to make a bracha on the Re'iyah. He'll make all three brachas when he lights. Okay? Alright, let's take a look now at the Rambam. And then we'll try to sum up these three shitos. You tell me what you think the three shitos. We'll just line up the three shitos. And we'll try to begin to explain what they're saying. Why they're saying this. Okay?
We need the board for a diagram.
Okay, and maybe we'll put, after we go through all the shitos, okay. I'll put them on a chart. Fair enough. So I want to read the... let's do the Me'iri and the Rambam, right? The Me'iri also does a nice little summary here. Me'iri, someone? Anyone? Chaim Lachsbeiser? Thank you for volunteering. Amadlik Ner Chanukah Laila Harishona. It's one.
Got it.
It's the second to last paragraph. The second to last paragraph on the sheet of the Me'iri. Yeah.
Do we have extra Me'iri sheets?
I don't have it at the moment. You could have this one. It's fine. I have something else. It's not.
Okay.
You pass those two down. Go ahead.
Okay. Hamalik Ner Chanukah.
Nice and loud. I think some people can hear.
Hamalik Ner Chanukah Laila Harishona Mavarach Shalosh. So the guy who's lighting Chanukah candles on the first night, it says three brachos.
Good.
Lahadlik ve Sha'asa Nisim Shechianu. So he says Lahadlik Ner Chanukah.
Right.
Sha'asa Nisim and Shechianu.
Beautiful.
Ve Haroa Mavarach Shtayim Sha'asa Nisim ve Shechianu. And the one who sees it says two brachos. Sha'asa Nisim and Shechianu.
Fine. Everything's good so far.
Milayla Rishona ve'elach ha'malik mevarach shteim lahadlik v'shasanisim. Oh, shteim.
Okay.
V'shasanisim. So after the first night and onward, so the lighter, the one who's lighting says two brachos.
Good.
Lahadlik and shasanisim.
Good.
This is like straight out of the Gemara.
Yep.
Baruch mevarach achas.
Ratzalomar
shasanisim.
Stop. Right. That's a recap of the Gemara. Now.
Why does it say Ratzalomar?
I mean, that's the bracha. That's the ratzlom. That bracha. Achas, dahainu, i.e., shasanisim.
So why is Varo Mavarech Achas, shasanisim?
Because Mavarech Achas, shasanisim wouldn't really make sense. He would have to put another word in there. One, Haro Mavarech Achas, shasanisim, he makes one shasanisim. He'd have to say, dahainu, which is shasanisim. So he wrote ratzlom, that's the same thing. Okay, so now Roa Zeh. Three lines down now at the period. Who is the Roa? Who is the Roa that we're talking about here? Well, depends. Roa Zeh She'anu Mechayim Levarich.
You want me to continue?
Yeah, please.
Roa Zeh She'anu Mechayim Levarich Im...
No, Mechayim Levarich.
Mechayim, okay.
Pause. So colon.
The Roa...
This Roa that we require to make the bracha...
Okay.
Let's discuss this guy. Who is he? Im
Berach Kvar Beveso Ein Safek She'eno Chayav Levarech.
If he did it already, right? He lit it home, and now he's walking back to Night Seder. Right? He lit it home, lit in his apartment. He's coming back to the Beis Medrash to learn. And on his way, what does he see? He sees some Chanukah candles. Does he make a bracha? No, says the Me'iri. There's no suffix.
Well,
there's no suffix that he doesn't make a bracha then, that's for sure.
That would make sense because he already said the bracha.
That's right. He's done already.
Okay.
Aval.
Aval, however, im lo berach, if he didn't make a bracha.
Lo birech.
Lo birech
adayin.
Veso. If he didn't make the bracha in his house...
Yet. Yeah. Adayin means yet. He didn't make
okay.
the bracha in his house yet.
Im eno asi levarech kigon ben bayis aviv...
It depends. Right? He's saying it depends.
You didn't make
the bracha yet. Well, now it depends. Im eno asi levarech, if he's not asi levarech, if he's not going to make the bracha, he's not going to make the bracha, kigon...
As in,
for example,
Ben
Bebais Bebais Aviv,
son
and father's house.
Oh, Orach Bebais Rush Bizu, or a guest in someone's.
Right, now he's an Achsanoi basically. He's not going to make this bracha.
Mavarech, he makes the bracha.
Then he'll say Shalsan Yisim.
Vim Asid Mavarech Adayin, and if he is going to make the bracha later.
He's going to light.
Eino tzarech levarich. He doesn't have to make the bracha.
Beri also achsha.
Beri also achsha. It is seeing it now.
Right. So who is this? This is a sort of like a middle shita, right?
Wait a minute. But this guy says that if you're a son in a father's house, you don't make the.
You're not lighting. He's assuming you're not lighting in that case. You're an achsanai.
Right.
An achsanai. So that goes back to the previous discussion.
However, you're still part of the household.
I think it's talking about married. It's talking about a married son.
Okay.
Right, a married son that's coming, staying in his father's house.
But he doesn't say that specifically.
No. No, he doesn't say that. But that's the implication. Otherwise, you're part of the bias. I mean, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, I'm saying it's either someone who normally lives out of the house or doesn't live out of the house. And he's comparing it to the oreach beveis ushpizo. He's comparing it to the case where the guest is in his host's home.
Okay.
So, right, it's a person who's coming into someone else's house who's not officially part of the Bnei Bias.
Okay.
So, what, to recap, what does
the Bnei say? Well, let's give him a chance to finish.
Okay.
Let me call Malcolm, but nevertheless, Mishalo Berach, anyone who doesn't make the
bracha. He didn't yet.
He didn't make the bracha yet. Ve'eno Asid Levarich, and he's not going to make the bracha. Ela Shemadlikin Alav Veso. Except for lighting and
no, Ela Shemadlikin Alav Veso. They're being madlik for him.
Okay. Yesh Potrin Oso Milvarich Velo Yirat Likain.
He says, I don't hear that. I don't hear. He doesn't think he's potter. Yeah, Shas Nisim. Sam, you want to bring the easel? I'll put the stuff on the chart. You don't mind? It's in the corner. There's a marker on the. Okay. Let's just go through what he said again, and then we'll try to categorize these shitos. So he said, the person who made the bracha already, meaning he lit already, now he leaves his house and he sees other candles. That guy for sure doesn't say Shas Nisim. He's not a roa. That's not what we're talking about. Okay. So that's what we know it's not. So who is it? Imlo birech adayin beveso. So only my guy didn't yet do the lighting. Now he has a potential of being the roa. Well, let's see what the rest of his night look like. Im eino osid levarech. If he's not going to later somehow be a part of a hadlaka kigon, he's a ben bebeis aviv. He's a child in his father's home. Oh, oreach bebeis ushpizo. He's not saying Asher Kesham, so he's not lighting. Then Mivarech. Thank you. Then Mivarech. Okay. Vim Osid Levarech Adayin. If he's going to go home and light, Eino Tzarech Levarech Beri Yasu Achshav. He just didn't get there yet. Mikom Mokom Mishalo Birech. He didn't light. Ve'eino Osid Levarech. And he's not going to light. El Shemadlik and Elabaveso. Yesh Pochen Osim Levarech. The little yearly king. I don't think that's proper. Let me reset. All right. Okay. So we have the basic three shitas. Again, Rashi seems to be holding that even a person who is a lighter is still going to be chayav as a roa. That needs to be understood. As according to Rashi, I'm going to be lighting. I have other ways of expressing the pirsa manes. I'm going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah at home. In the ideal setting, in the ideal way. I'm lighting in my house, Neri Shebeso. No, you confront the candle on your way home, you're a roa. The Mordechai says, listen, if you're on your way home and you're going to light, you're lighting batzmo. You're going to be lighting yourself. You're not the roa. But if the only way you're being yotze is because someone else is lighting for you, then you're not lighting batzmo. You're still going to have to be the roa. You're going to still make this bracha. Whereas the Rashba says, no. The only time you're going to be called the roa is if you didn't light yet, you're not going to light, and no one else is being motzi you. You need all three of those strikes against you. I mean, you have to have no other connection to the kiyum of mitzvah Ner Chanukah. That's the roa. Right, so where's the Rama fall in this equation?
Shalosh
What's that? Hamalik osa b'layla rishon mevarach shalosh brachos. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam. What do you think the rest is? Asher k'sharam sosav etzivan. Huh? L'halik ner shal chanukah. V'sha'asa nisim. L'avaseinu. V'sheachion. V'kol ha'roeh. V'lo b'ireich. She'asa nisim and she'achion. What does that line mean? V'kol ha'roeh. Osa. V'lo b'ireich. Mevarach shtayim. What does birech mean?
He's not making
right. He's not making lahadlik. He's not making lahadlik, meaning he could be yotze. He doesn't say he wasn't yotze. He doesn't mean necessarily that he wasn't yotze. He just said that he's not being a madlik. So who is that like?
It's like be like all of them.
Well, it's not like the Rashba, that's for sure.
No.
Right? But it's not like the Rashba.
Cool.
Hmm?
Koharo
sa velo birech.
That means.
You want to say it means it could be like Rashi also?
Yeah, I mean, Koharo seems to be like he's including all circumstances, all situations. I mean, I'm going to be stuck with the birech part. That part is, but Koharo. Why does he have to emphasize Koharo? Can say Aroya? And what's Aroya? You know? One is just going to make whatever reasons it's going to make Aflahaki, but. Or. He's going to be yotze somehow.
Right, so you want to say he could really agree with Rashi. In other words, that maybe even if he would have lit, but the fact that he was a roa at the time, that he wasn't yet mevarech, he's going to, that what you mean?
Yeah,
that's possible. It is certainly possible. But it seems like he's hanging all on, right, velo birech, not on being yotze, not like the Rashi. But in fact, the Magen Mishnah makes that observation that this is not the Shita of the Rashba. This is the exclusion of the Shita of the Rashba. All right, but the Rambam doesn't.
Position,
what's that?
Is Rashi's position that when you walk down the street and any minari you see?
No, you're not going to do it every time.
It's only once.
Only once.
Okay.
I mean, that's a simple shot, and it doesn't seem like you're going to have to do it every time. I mean, a good question is what happens when you get home, according to Rashi? According to Rashi, what happens when you get home? Do you make Sha'asa Nisim again when you light your candles or not? So that's a bit of a separate question. Well, we can leave that for now. But that the Ritva seems to address that. Putting that aside, could we try to get a little bit of an approach here to these Shitos?
Can we get the Rambam again?
Yeah, so Glenn's suggesting that the Rambam could really be agreeing with Rashi. The Rambam's lashon is the Kol Haro Osa Velo Birech. Kol Haro Osa Velo Birech Mevarech Shtayim. Right, so I'm saying that you see that the Rambam is not like the Rashba. For the Rambam, it's all about whether or not you're a madlik. Are you lighting or not lighting? Right. Let's say you were Roa, but you were Yotze. Let's say you were Roa, but you were Yotze through your wife lighting. You're Rav Zera. You're Rav Sheshes. Right? So someone is lighting for you at home. You're Yotze. Now, according to the Rambam, what's your din? Well, you certainly are a Roa that was not yet Mavarech. The only question is, does he mean to exclude a person who's going to make a bracha or not going to make a bracha? It sounds like v'lo birech. It sounds like he didn't yet do it. I would say it's probably closer to Rashi than it is to the simply to the Rashi than it is to the Mordechai, but it's certainly different than the Rashba. So he's one of these two squares. Definitely not over here. So which you say is the most simple approach to take here? Or maybe they'll make sense. I mean,
Rashi's pretty simple.
Okay, how would you explain Rashi?
I don't know.
I'm saying take a side that you think is simple to explain.
I would say the Rashi was the easiest.
Okay.
Because he simply...
Well, what are they arguing on? Let's take that step first. What is the argument over?
But the idea of the candle is?
The candle? Everyone agrees the candle is a vehicle for Pierce and Manes.
Is it connected to Shabbos? Is the Birkos HaRoah connected to your to the act of what?
Okay, they seem to be arguing, what's the role of this bracha of Shas Nisim? What type of bracha is this? Maybe in general, or maybe just for the roa. But what type of bracha is this? What's the nature of this bracha of Shas Nisim? You're gonna say when you're yotze, not when you're not yotze. When Chazal said that the roa makes a bracha of Shas Nisim, what did they institute? What exactly were they saying? Right, that seems to be the underlying question here. Because what does everyone agree that it's not? Everyone agrees that it's not what? I mean, Mordechai said openly. We're not talking about a guy who was yotze by lighting. We're not talking about a guy who went home, lit candles, and then left and saw his neighbor's candles and said, oh, now I'm a roe. Right? We're not talking about that guy. That's clear. Right?
For Rashi, you could just say any time that you become aware of the nace, you know, even any relation you have to the mitzvah of Hanukkah, the neros, then you make the bracha that relates to the pierce of the nace. Even if you just see it, it reminds you of the nace, so you make a bracha. And certainly if you're lighting upon it.
I'm sorry, I'm listening.
But you seem to be saying
certainly if you're lighting it, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and certainly if you're lighting it?
So why does it have to be, but if it's just the pierce, then why does it have to necessarily be? Unless you're saying that's how you, in other words, any way you can relate, in other words, what's piercing? Piercing is when you're doing your mind, but look, in other words, any way you can relate to that, then you're kind of Shasanis. Because he says you have to be a modlik, you still have to be still a chum, you know? As long as you're still a modlik, even if you haven't lit yet, you're kind of to make that bro. So unless you can relate to the act of why per se, you're kind of in that bracha.
Are you assuming that you're repeating at home or not, Sam?
What?
Are you assuming that for this sheet in Rashi, you're repeating the bracha again when you're lighting, or not necessarily?
I rescind my statement. I didn't think about it all.
Okay, fair enough. The simple pshat in Rashi, the way we have been assuming, what we've been assuming till now, is that the roa, the way the Gemara makes it sound like, is okay, there's a guy who's a mandlik and there's a person who's a roa. Rashi's saying that the same person could be a roa and a mandlik the same night. Right now he's responding to the candle as a roa. Later he'll have to deal with the candle as a mandlik. It's two separate dinim. The other Rishonim are not saying that. The other Rishonim are saying, well, maybe when you're not a mandlik, then you're a roa. All right, we'll have to work out a little further tomorrow, but I think this is the beginning of this mahalach. Okay? Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow.